Hello, this is Bill Warner with another podcast on anything and everything related to political Islam. I would like to talk to you about how Islam defeated the Kafirs, that's us, in Afghanistan. First, we need to understand that there were two wars, and we won the first war because we knew who the enemy was. We used one faction of Muslims to defeat another faction of Muslims. We used special forces and CIA. We didn't send in regular army. Then we made the critical decision to nation build, to bring democracy to Afghanistan. Over the next 20 years, we had 18 generals who served, and not a single one of them could tell you who the enemy was. I give you Stanley McChrystal, supposedly a fine officer. He wrote a strategic paper called How to Win in the War in Afghanistan. I read the paper. It's interesting because there were three words that were never mentioned: Islam, Jihad, and Muslim. Now, if you don't know who you're fighting, how are you going to defeat them? So what we do is we use the word Taliban, for instance, so we don't have to name the enemy, which is Islamic doctrine and its Muslim followers. Islam has a complete war doctrine, which we absolutely refuse to recognize. Let me say this. Muhammad was the greatest warrior who ever lived because he created a new form of war, which I call civilizational war, which is still being waged. This allows all aspects of human beings to be used in war: sex, food, as in halal food, political pressure, running for office, migration. But it's a complete war doctrine, which we absolutely refuse to study. Islam sees the world divided in two parts that are in continuous struggle: the world of Islam and the world of the kafir. Peace comes only when the kafir submits totally to the believer. That is, Sharia is being implemented. Now, we've not only lost in Afghanistan, but we've lost other places as well. And the reason for the loss is always the same thing. Our troops on the ground can give us tactical battle victories, but we'll always be defeated because we refuse to have a strategic plan that includes the doctrine of Islam. The doctrine of Islam is a great war doctrine. For instance, it has boundless optimism. Why? Because the jihadi is doing Allah's work, fighting in Allah's cause. They're inspired because it's their sacred duty. The jihadi is to bring Sharia to the world. Any defeat is simply because they weren't better Muslims, so what they need to do is improve their Islam and they will win. Muslims have endless patience because Allah says that in the end Islam will be victorious over all the world. It's just a matter of time. So a loss doesn't really make any difference in a long war. Just stay on the ground, keep fighting, and you'll finally win. They have the benefit of sacred hate because Allah hates the kafir, and this fuels their fury and fuels the fight. If they die trying to kill the kafir, they go directly to paradise, skip judgment day, and the punishment of the grave. So no matter what a jihadi fighter does, whether he wins or loses, if he dies in the trying, he wins. Now, we, on the other hand, don't understand the first thing about the war doctrine, and we absolutely refuse to learn it. To this day, our political and military leadership is clueless and refuse to admit there's even a war doctrine. They say Muslims are just like us, only difference with cultural things, which we should respect their cultural differences. So we teach our soldiers how not to offend the Muslim. Don't ask about their wife. Don't look at the women. Don't show them your shoe sole if you're standing around where they can in a casual circle. They're left ignorant and blind to the Islamic war doctrine. Therefore, we will always lose, lose, lose. We need to understand also that migration is a part of the Islamic war doctrine. And when the Afghans come to the West, they will continue the fight. Our law enforcement is not prepared to deal with them because they know no more about the Islamic war doctrine than our military fighters do. So until we learn to know ourselves and know the enemy, we will lose, lose, lose. Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you would like to learn more, please go to politicalislam.com or cspii.org.